Once a line has been selected, a new page opens that allows the full rights user to reply to the communication and upload any requested attachments. From the Contact Reviewer section of this page, users can view the details of the invoice line for which the communication was sent, including the invoice number, invoice nickname, line ID, FCC Form 471 number, FRN, funding request amount, total undiscounted amount, discount amount billed to USAC, and so on. If this is not the line the user meant to reply to, simply click the back button to return to the Contact Reviewer page and select another line. In the Communication Details section of the page, users can see the content of the messages sent for this invoice line, as well as any relevant attachments. It is important to note that service providers may be copied on communications sent to applicants. Although full rights users will have the ability to reply to any message they were sent or copied on, they should only reply to messages specifically addressed to the service provider entity. Therefore, it is important to read all messages in their entirety to ensure that you are the intended recipient before responding. It is also important to download and read any needed attachments before responding to ensure that you provide USAC with all the required information in your reply. Full rights users can reply to the message by typing into the notes field. Please note that your reply can contain up to 4,000 characters. Users also have the option to attach documentation using the upload button. Clicking on the cancel button will return users to the communications tab, and any responses typed in the notes field or attachments uploaded by the user will be discarded. Once you have entered your response into the notes field and uploaded any needed attachments, you are ready to send your message to the USAC reviewer. To do so, click the submit button to the bottom right of the notes field.